Chapter 5 The five senses, breath, speech, eye, ear, and mind, quarreled together about who was the best, saying, I am better, I am better. They went to their father Prajapati and said, Sir, who is the best of us? He replied, He by whose departure the body seems worse than worst. He is the best of you. The tongue, speech, departed, and having been absent for a year, it came round and said, How have you been able to live without me? They replied, Like mute people, not speaking, but breathing with the breath, seeing with the eye, hearing with the ear, thinking with the mind. Thus we lived. Then speech came back. The eye, sight, departed, and having been absent for a year, it came round and said, How have you been able to live without me? They replied, Like blind people, not seeing, but breathing with the breath, speaking with the tongue, hearing with the ear, thinking with the mind. Thus we lived. Then the eye came back. The ear, hearing, departed, and having been absent for a year, it came round and said, How have you been able to live without me? They replied, Like deaf people, not hearing, but breathing with the breath, speaking with the tongue, thinking with the mind. Thus we lived. Then the ear came back. The mind departed, and having been absent for a year, it came round and said, How have you been able to live without me? They replied, Like children, whose mind is not yet formed, but breathing with the breath, speaking with the tongue, seeing with the eye, hearing with the ear. Thus we lived. Then the mind came back. The breath, when on the point of departing, tore up the other senses, as a horse going to start might tear up the pegs to which he is tethered. They all came to him and said, Sir, be thou our Lord. Thou art the best among us. Do not depart from us. Then the tongue said to him, If I am the richest, it is thou who art the richest. The eye said to him, If I am the firm rest, it is thou who art the firm rest. The ear said to him, If I am success, it is thou who art success. The mind said to him, If I am the home, it is thou who art the home. And people do not call them the tongues, the eyes, the ears, the minds, but the breaths, prana, the vital forces. For breaths are all these. Breath said, What shall be my food? They answered, Whatever there is, even unto dogs and birds. Therefore, this is food, the vital force. His name is clearly Anna. To him who knows this, there is nothing that is not food. He said, What shall be my dress? They answered, Water. Therefore wise people, when they eat, surround their food before and after with water. He, prana, thus gains a dress and is no longer naked. Satyakama Jabala, after he had communicated this to Goshruti Vyaghrapadya, said to him, If you were to tell this to a dry stick, branches would grow and leaves spring from it. Shvetaketu Aruneya went to an assembly of the Panchalas. Pravahana Jayavali said to him, Boy, has your father instructed you? Yes, sir, he replied. Do you know to what place men go from here? No, sir, he replied. Do you know how they return again? No, sir, he replied. Do you know where the path of Devas and the path of the Manes diverge? No, sir, he replied. Do you know why that world never becomes full? No, sir, he replied. Do you know why in the fifth libation water is called man?
No, sir, he replied.
Then why did you say you had been instructed? How could anybody who did not know these things say that he had been instructed? Then the boy went back sorrowful to the place of his father and said,
Though you had not instructed me, sir, you said you had instructed me. That fellow of the princely order asked me 5 questions, and I could not answer one of them.
The father said, As you have told me these questions of his, I do not know any one of them. If I knew these questions, how should I not have told you? Then Gautama went to the king's place, and when he had come to him, the king offered him proper respect. In the morning, the king went out on his way to the assembly. The king said to him,
Sir, Gautama, ask a boon of such things as men possess.
He replied, Such things as men possess may remain with you. Tell me the speech which you addressed to my son. The king was perplexed and commanded him, saying, Stay with me some time. Then he said, As to what you have said to me, Gautama, this knowledge did not go to any Brahmana before you, and therefore this teaching belonged in all the worlds to the Kshatra class alone. Then he began, The sacrificial fire is that world, heaven, O Gautama. Its fuel is the sun itself, the smoke its rays, the flame the day, the embers the moon, the sparks the stars. In this fire, the devas or pranas offer the oblation of faith consisting of water. From that oblation rises Soma, the king, the moon. The fire is Parjanya, the deity of rain, O Gautama. Its fuel is the air itself, the smoke, the cloud, the flame, the lightning, the embers, the thunderbolt, the sparks, the thunderings. In that fire, the devas offer Soma, the king, the moon. From that oblation rises rain. The fire is the earth, O Gautama. Its fuel is the year itself, the smoke, the space, the flame, the night, the embers, the quarters, the sparks, the intermediate quarters. In that fire, the devas, pranas, offer rain. From that oblation rises food. The fire is man, O Gautama. Its fuel, speech itself, the smoke, the breath, the flame, the tongue, the embers, the eye, the sparks, the ear. In that fire, the devas, pranas, offer food. From that oblation rises seed. The fire is woman, O Gautama. In that fire, the devas, pranas, offer seed. From that oblation rises the germ. For this reason is water in the fifth oblation called man. This germ, concealed in the womb, having dwelt there 10 months or more or less, is born. When born, he lives whatever the length of his life may be. When he has departed, his friends carry him, as appointed, to the fire or the funeral pyre from whence he came, from whence he sprang. Those who know this, even though they still be householders, and those living in the forest for meditation, following faith and austerities, go to light, from light to day, from day to the bright half of the moon, from the bright half of the moon to the 6 months
when the sun goes to the north. From the 6 months when the sun goes to the north to the year. From the year to the sun. From the sun to the moon. From the moon to the lightning. Then there is a person, not like humans. He leads them to Brahman. This is the path of the Devas. But they, who living in society practice a life of sacrifices, works of public utility and alms, they go to the smoke, from smoke to night, from night to the dark half of the moon, from the dark half of the moon to the 6 months when the sun goes to the south, but they do not reach the year. From the months, they go to the world of the manes. From the world of the manes to space. From space to the moon. That is Soma, the king. Here they are loved, eaten by the devas. Yes, the devas love, eat them. Having dwelt there, till the effect of their good works is exhausted, they return again that way as they came, to space, from space to the air. Then the sacrificer, having become air, becomes smoke. Having become smoke, he becomes mist. Having become mist, he becomes a cloud. Having become a cloud, he rains down. Then he is born as rice and corn, herbs and trees, sesame and beans. From thence the escape is beset with most difficulties. For whoever the persons may be that eat the food and beget offspring, he henceforth becomes like unto them. Those whose conduct has been good will quickly attain some good birth, the birth of a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. But those whose conduct has been wicked will quickly attain a degraded birth, the birth of a dog or a hog or a chandala. Footnote: an outcast belonging to the lowest stratum of the social order. End of footnote. On neither of these two ways, those small creatures, flies, worms, and so on, are continually returning, of whom it may be said, live and die. Theirs is a third place. Therefore, that world never becomes full. Hence, let a man guard himself, and thus it is said in the following sloka, a man who steals gold, who drinks spirits, who dishonors his guru's bed, who kills a Brahmana, these four fall, and as a fifth, he who associates with them. But he who thus knows the five fires is not defiled by sin, even though he associates with them. He who knows this is pure, clean, and obtains the world of the blessed. Yea, he obtains the world of the blessed. Prachina Shala Aupmanayava, Satyajna Paulushi, Indrayamna Bhallaveya, Jana Sharakarakshya, and Budhila Ashvatarashvi. These five great householders and great theologians came once together and held a discussion as to what is self and what is Brahman. They reflected and said, "Sirs, there is that Uddalaka Aruni who knows at present that supreme self called Vaishvanara. Well, let us go to him." They went to him. But he reflected, "Those great householders and great theologians will examine me, and I shall not be able to tell them all. Therefore, I shall recommend another teacher to them." He said to them, "Sirs, Ashvapati Kaikeya knows at present that supreme self called Vaishvanara. Well, let us go to him." They went to him. When they arrived, the king ordered proper presents to be made separately to each of them. And rising the next morning, he said, "In my kingdom, there is no thief, no miser, no drunkard, no man without an altar in his house, no ignorant person, no adulterer, much less an adulteress. I am going to perform a sacrifice, sirs, and as much wealth as I give to each priest, I shall give to you, sirs. Please stay here." They replied, "Every man ought to say for what purpose he comes. You know at present that Vaishvanara Supreme Self, tell us that." He said, "Tomorrow I shall give you an answer." Therefore, on the next morning, they approached him, carrying fuel in their hands like students. And he, without first demanding any preparatory rites, said to them, "Aupmanyava, whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self?" He replied, "Heaven only, Venerable King." He said, "The Supreme Self, which you meditate on, is the Vaishvanara Supreme Self, called Sutejas, having good light. Therefore, every kind of soma libation is seen in your house. You eat food and see your desire, a son, and so on. And whosoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Self, eats food, sees his desire, and has Vedic glory arising from study and sacrifice in his house. That, however, is but the head of the Supreme Self, and thus your head would have fallen in a discussion if you had not come to me." Then he said to Satyajna Paulini, "O Prachina Yogya, whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self?" He replied, "The Son only, Venerable King." He said, "The Supreme Self which you meditate on is the Vaishvanara Self, called the Visvarupa, multiform. Therefore, much and manifold wealth is seen in your house. There is a car with mules full of slaves and jewels. You eat food and see your desire. And whosoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Supreme Self eats food and sees his desire and has Vedic glory in his house. That, however, is but the eye of the Supreme Self, and you would have become blind if you had not come to me." Then he said to Indradyumna Bhallaveya, "O Vayagrapadya, whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self?" He replied, "Air only, Venerable King." He said, "The Supreme Self which you meditate on is the Vaishvanara Self, called Prithag Vartaman, having various courses. Therefore, offerings come to you in various ways, and rows of cars follow you in various ways. You eat food and see your desire. And whoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Supreme Self eats food and sees his desire and has Vedic glory in his house. That, however, is but the breath of the Supreme Self, and your breath would have left you if you had not come to me." Then he said to Janasharka Raksha, "Whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self?" He replied, "Space only, Venerable King." He said, "The Supreme Self which you meditate on is the Vaishvanara Supreme Self, called Bahula, full. Therefore, you are full of offspring and wealth. You eat food and see your desire. And whoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Supreme Self eats food and sees his desire and has Vedic glory in his house. That, however, is but the trunk of the self, and your trunk would have perished if you had not come to me." Then he said to Budhila Ashvatarashvi, "O Vayagrapadya, whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self?" He replied, "Water only, Venerable King." He said, "The Supreme Self which you meditate on is the Vaishvanara Supreme Self, called Rayi, wealth. Therefore, are you wealthy and flourishing. You eat food and see your desire. And whoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Supreme Self eats food and sees his desire and has Vedic glory in his house. That, however, is but the bladder of the Supreme Self. And your bladder would have burst if you had not come to me. Then he said to Audalaka Aruni, O Gautama, whom do you meditate on as the Supreme Self? He replied, The earth only, Venerable King. He said, The Supreme Self which you meditate on is the Vaishvanara Supreme Self, called Pratishtha, firm rest. Therefore, you stand firm with offspring and cattle. You eat food and see your desire. And whoever thus meditates on that Vaishvanara Supreme Self eats food and sees his desire and has Vedic glory in his house. That, however, is but the feet of the Supreme Self. And your feet would have given way if you had not come to me. Then he said to them all, You eat your food knowing that Vaishvanara Supreme Self as if it were many. But he who meditates on the Supreme Self as a measure spanning earth to heaven, and as identical with himself. He eats food in all worlds, in all beings, in all selves. Of that Supreme Self, the head is Sutejas, having good light. The eye, Visvarupa, multiform. The breath, Prithagvartman, having various courses. The trunk, Bahula, full, the bladder, Rayi, wealth, the feet, the earth, the chest, the altar, the hairs, the grass on the altar, the heart, the Garhapatya, householder's fire, the mind, the Anavaharya, southern sacrificial fire, the mouth, the Ahavaniya, oblation receiving sacrificial fire. Therefore, the first food which a man may take is in the place of Homa. And he who offers that first oblation should offer it to Prana, upbreathing, saying Svaha. Then Prana is satisfied. If Prana is satisfied, the eye is satisfied. If the eye is satisfied, the sun is satisfied. If the sun is satisfied, heaven is satisfied. If heaven is satisfied, whatever is under heaven and under the sun is satisfied. And through their satisfaction, he, the sacrificer or eater, himself, is satisfied with offspring, cattle, health, brightness, and Vedic splendor. And he who offers the second oblation should offer it to Vyana, back-breathing, saying, Svaha. Then Vyana is satisfied. If Vyana is satisfied, the ear is satisfied. If the ear is satisfied, the moon is satisfied. If the moon is satisfied, the quarters are satisfied. If the quarters are satisfied, whatever is under the quarters and under the moon is satisfied. And through their satisfaction, he, the sacrificer or eater himself, is satisfied with offspring, cattle, health, brightness, and Vedic splendor. And he who offers the third oblation should offer it to Apana, down-breathing, saying, Svaha. Then Apana is satisfied. If Apana is satisfied, the tongue is satisfied. If the tongue is satisfied, Agni, fire, is satisfied. If Agni is satisfied, the earth is satisfied. If the earth is satisfied, whatever is under the earth and under fire is satisfied. And through their satisfaction, he, the sacrificer or eater himself, is satisfied with offspring, cattle, health, brightness, and Vedic splendor. And he who offers the fourth oblation should offer it to Samana on breathing, saying Svaha. Then Samana is satisfied. If Samana is satisfied, the mind is satisfied. If the mind is satisfied, Prajanya, God or rain, is satisfied. If Prajanya is satisfied, lightning is satisfied. If lightning is satisfied, whatever is under Prajanya and under lightning is satisfied. And through their satisfaction, he, the sacrificer or eater himself, is satisfied with offspring, cattle, health, brightness, and Vedic splendor. And he who offers the fifth oblation should offer it to Udana, outbreathing, saying Svaha. Then Udana is satisfied. If Udana is satisfied, Vayu, air, is satisfied. If Vayu is satisfied, space is satisfied. If space is satisfied, whatever is under Vayu and under space is satisfied. And through their satisfaction, he, the sacrificer or eater himself, is satisfied with offspring, cattle, health, brightness, and Vedic splendor. If, without knowing this, one offers an Agnihotra sacrifice, it would be as if a man were to remove the live coals and pour his libation on dead ashes. But he who offers this Agnihotra with a full knowledge of its true purport, he offers it, that is, he eats food, in all worlds, in all beings, in all selves. As the soft fibers of the Ishika reed, when thrown into the fire, get burnt. Thus, all his sins are burnt, whoever offers this Agnihotra with a full knowledge of its true purport. Even if he gives what is left of his food to a Chandala, it would be offered in his, the Chandala's, Vaishvanara Supreme Self. And so it is said in this sloka, as hungry children here on earth sit expectantly round their mother, so do all beings sit round the Agnihotra, yea, round the Agnihotra.